disease, since many body of those who died have yet to be recovered. An American and a British journalist were freed today after briefly being kidnapped in Gaza. Palestinian security officials say they were taken by a renegade group of members of the ruling Fatah party. Palestinian security officers reportedly negotiated their release. The White House may be making another attempt to ease the concerns of conservatives about Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. George Bush today suggested that her religious beliefs did play a role in his nominating her to the High Court. He told reporters part of Harriet Myers' life is her religion. The attorney for New York Times reporter Judith Miller says she's now finished testifying to the federal grand jury. Miller, no comments as she left the Washington courthouse. The grand jury is investigating the leaking of the identity of covert CIA agent Valerie Plame. Iraq's parliament today approved a compromise on the draft constitution. It's supposed to try to win support from Sunni Muslims with the referendum coming up on Saturday on the constitution. The special parliament session ended without an official vote, but the parliament speaker said a vote was not necessary and the amendments were approved. The changes they made provide for a way to consider changing the constitution after its approval of the referendum. The next parliament would set up a commission to consider amendments to it, thus make some changes, and they are getting some more Sunni support. Sunnis have been campaigning to defeat the charter, but the compromise, they're saying, could increase the chances that Sunni voters will approve it. Insurgent violence in Iraq today aimed at sidetracking the constitutional referendum continued. A suicide bomber killed 30 Iraqis at an army recruiting center. In the Northeast, the rain continuing to fall in parts of New Hampshire and New England, most unwelcome. It's hitting basically the same areas of the state that it suffered through what the governor in New Hampshire calls the worst floods in a quarter century. 10 people died in flooding in the last few days. The National Weather Service, there could be more floods. This is Air America Radio News.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, truth seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us this evening. God, it feels like forever since we have hosted our own program, Catherine. Thanks to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LePay for subbing for me last Thursday and Friday. We went to Charleston, South Carolina for the wedding of my son, Christopher. Whew! Oh, my God! Talk about a reception. We had a great time.
Was it hot enough for you?
Yeah, it was. We were, Kathy and I and about 200 other people were caught in that torrential downpour on Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday it cleared up, but the humidity was up around 150%. I've never sweat so much in my life, but it was great fun. Also, thanks to one of our correspondents in Charleston, Bill, for meeting us there, going out and having a glass of wine, and he gave a little white bunny to Molly. And she loves it to death. Oh, my God. This week, we will be here tonight and tomorrow. We will be off Wednesday. I'm not sure who's going to substitute. And then Thursday, we're going to do one of those double hitters. It is Yom Kippur. And as most of you know, Jerry Springer is a Jewish, and for that reason, he will not be working. I will be substituting for him. And then Thursday night I'll be doing my own program. So on Yom Kippur, it'll be a double dose of Malloy on Air America Radio. First in the morning, 9 to noon Eastern time, doing the Jerry Springer show, and then 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. doing my own show. I think we have a couple of new affiliates starting tonight. WDOD in Chattanooga is one. I'll have to get the others during one of the breaks. You know, this is last weekend was my son's wedding. Obviously, I am there to celebrate his marriage to just a wonderful, wonderful young lady. We have known Katie for about 4 years now, and they were married in an old Episcopal church, little one room church that they built in the early 19th century, I believe, maybe the late 18th century. In one of those low country small towns out along the coast. And again, it was a joyful occasion. It was great fun. In the back of my mind, try as hard as I could, we were unable to get the images of what occurred in Pakistan with this violent earthquake out of our minds, and it was just, I don't know, it was just extremely difficult. Chris was married on Saturday, I believe. That was when the earthquake is that when it was first started to be reported.
We kind of got all that news coverage late because of the wedding, so I believe you're right.
Yeah. And yesterday and today, looking at some of those images from India, Pakistan, Kashmir, it's just, how are you getting the feeling how much more of this can you absorb? I know it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about the people who suffer through this. But Guatemala is, I believe, reporting close to 2,000 people dead from the hurricane that just struck there that we've kind of ignored in Los Estados Unidos. But 2,000 people dead there, so many of them buried in mudslides, entire villages that are going to be declared just cemeteries. The two hurricanes that struck our coast, the fires in California, these horrendous hurricanes that have been pounding the bejesus out of us, the tsunami earlier this year, and now this long-predicted crunching of the two tectonic plates that resulted in this horrific, horrific earthquake in Pakistan, India, and Kashmir. And I just, how much can you absorb? It is so painful to see the images on television of the suffering, whether it is coming from the Superdome in New Orleans or villages in Guatemala or mountain area in Pakistan or resort area in Indonesia. Just one after another. I'm certain that, all right, let me put it this way. I'm positive that certain fundamentalist Christian, quote, preachers are saying, well, this is all predicted in the book of Revelation, and this is a good thing, because with enough death and destruction and tragedy, our beloved Lord and Savior will return, which I find just massively appalling that somebody would use the Christian faith in such a vile, evil way. But it happens all the time. And then, of course, there's George W. Bush. He's another global disaster that is causing death and destruction on a massive scale around the planet. Right? So you have earthquakes, fires, floods, hurricanes, and Bush. What a combination. And it's been very interesting to watch over the past few days, for a little bit of time, Kathy and I have paid any attention to this, but to watch the unrelenting attacks on Bush from his so-called base about his nomination of Harriet Myers, is it Myers? Harriet Myers, to be the new Supreme Court justice to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. I believe in, was it Lao Tzu who said, I'm paraphrasing, stay out of the way of when your enemy is disemboweling himself. You know, don't rush in and say, oh, don't do that. But I think the Christian base that has supported Bush and right-wing politicians is finally realizing what a lot of us on the Democratic left have realized for the past, since Reagan, that the Republicans love to promise and tickle and tease the so-called Christian right in this country, but they never deliver. They just keep tickling them and teasing them. And after a while, even these dunderheads like the so-called Christians on the political right eventually get the message, I don't think we're getting what we were promised. And I believe it's happening for some reason with the nomination of Harriet Myers. It should have happened with the nomination of John Roberts. And what is this about this thuggish radio... what is he? Is he a preacher, a psychologist? I wouldn't let this bastard near my children, nor would I go into any house of worship that he was even remotely affiliated with. James Dobson, what a thug. What a useless human being. Now, what is it that he's telling his radio listenership that he got a secret coded message from deep inside the White House? Who, Karl Rove? that Harriet Myers would deliver what Dobson wants. What does Dobson want? What does this psychopath want? Why is this guy on, how many radio stations is he on, Kathy? 200, 300, 800? What does he claim? 10 million, 30 million, a trillion, billion, quadrillion listeners around the planet? Jackass. So he gets a message from deep in the guts of the White House that, hey, Charlie, Charlie, chill, man. Tell those dumbass phony Christians that you continue to round up and milk for all they're worth that everything's going to be okay. Just milk them again. Go ahead, Charlie. Here, we'll give you some secret information. Are you ready? You got your decoder ring ready? You got your Captain Midnight Ovaltine decoder ring ready? Surely you still have yours, don't you, Charlie? Well, here comes the message. 43, 62, AB, 9, 37, 22, 21, 20, 17, chapter 11, A, B, C, D, E, G. Now decode that, right? And don't worry, Charlie, we got it covered. Now get out there and milk those Christians, quote, quote, even more brutally than you have. Everything's going to be okay, right, Mr. Dobson? Arg. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Tell me, holy, holy roller, are you standing like a soldier?
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. anyway? Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We must collectively get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
Like yours, Booby? The was it the BBC that came up with a three-part series about Bush and his conversations with God? Was it last week or is it coming up? Last week, was it? God telling Bush to invade Afghanistan, God telling Bush to invade Iraq. That's psycho stuff. You know, we normally, when someone says, yeah, God told me to go kill a bunch of people, we usually put them on trial. First, we start with the civil trial if they haven't really killed anybody, a competency hearing. And when they're declared incompetent, we try to find someone to take care of them. If we can't do it, the state has them committed until they get over God telling them to invade countries and kill people. In the case of the President of the United States, the Republicans in this country celebrate that, and they say, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. But what is interesting, I know on my old program, we talked to, was it on this network? We talked about this a long time ago when it first came out, when it was first reported by the Palestinian foreign minister. I believe it was a foreign minister. And reported in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. They reported it. So you got the story from the Israelis and the Palestinians about Bush, this psychopath over there telling people, anyone who will listen, that God talks to him and tells him what countries to invade. Jesus, and we impeached Clinton for having an afternoon affair and getting a stain on a woman's dress? That's why we impeached him? And this guy, this nutcase in the White House, says God tells him who to invade? Ay, ay, ay. Now, sorry, I got sidetracked. Back to Harriet Myers. Apparently she has been borked, our Northern Indiana correspondent, Ski Anderson. Can I say Ski's last name? I guess I can. Sure, he's a radio guy. He used to be on WLS with Nancy Skinner and me until we all got moved out. Amicably separated, as they say. But a friend of Ski sent this to him. Ski sent it on to me. Here it is. I just heard Robert Bork tell Wolf Blitzer that the nomination of Harriet Myers is, quote, a disaster on every level, end quote. Bork said he hopes she is defeated. And responding to a quote by Senator Mitch McConnell that all 55 Republicans will vote to confirm, Robert Bork said, quote, I hope not. That's a very scary thought, end quote. Wow. When you're borked by Bork, you're borked. You know the expression to be borked, right? If you don't, look it up. Speaking of phony Christians, what about this guy in Oregon? It says here that after news broke that local law enforcement officials out there were investigating complaints that Louis Beres, B-E-R-E-S, longtime chairman of the Christian Coalition of Oregon, had molested three female family members when they were preteens. The Oregonian in Portland went out and interviewed family members. Two told the reporters that indeed Beres had molested them. All three said they had been interviewed for several hours by detectives. One of the women, she's a woman now, said, I was molested, I was victimized, I've suffered all my life for it, I'm still afraid to be in the same room with him. The Christian Coalition, which is led by this guy, who's 70, you know, the Christian Coalition champions socially conservative candidates and causes. Its website describes the group as, quote, Oregon's leading grassroots organization defending our godly heritage, end quote. And as you all know, this group of hypocritic psychopaths opposes abortion, gay rights, stem cell research, yada, 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 yada. It was founded in 1989 by another thuggish Christ killer, Pat Robertson. Now, the Christian Coalition Oregon confirms that Barris is under investigation for this molestation. According to the Oregonian newspaper, Barris blamed, quote, political enemies, end quote, for the reports, and said, quote, I've never molested anybody, end quote. Oh, by the way, Barris is also the former chairman of the Multnomah County Republican Party. Republican and Christian Coalition. You know who this guy reminds me of? Beverly Russell. That's a guy. Beverly Russell. That's an evil, wicked, nasty, dirty old man. Beverly Russell. Here in the South, a lot of times they give dirty, wicked, nasty old men the first name of Beverly. He was Susan Smith's stepfather. Susan Smith is the woman who was convicted back in the mid-90s of murdering her two children. Remember that? She put them in the car and let the car roll into a lake in order to impress her her secret lover. She was married at the time, and we all know the story. Susan Smith is serving life without any chance of parole, I believe, for the murder of her two sweet, innocent little boys. Turned out that Beverly Russell, her stepfather, had been sexually violating Susan Smith for years, ever since she'd been about 10. Clear up until the time she committed the murders, which is not to excuse the murders. But this evil son of a bitch, this Beverly Russell, who had been molesting his stepdaughter, Susan Smith, was the chairman of the Christian Coalition in South Carolina, and on the board of the Christian Coalition in South Carolina, and a very high-ranking member of the Republican Party of South Carolina. My goodness.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot, and when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite, but I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
That makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. Every time one of these stories comes up about a leading light in a state or local Christian coalition, a group of bandits, or who also invariably is connected to the Republican Party. And these stories develop where the police are checking out accusations, usually true, of hideous child molestation against family members. Every time one of those stories surfaces, I'm just overwhelmed by the smelly, rancid hypocrisy of these people. Ralph Reed is a good example, the former executive director of the Christian Coalition, pretty boy who is running for lieutenant governor of Georgia. And he is up to his eyeballs in the murderous mayhem perpetrated against God only knows, his God only knows, how many people by this thug Jack Abramoff, up to and including murder, fraud to defraud Indian nations of money, lobbying money. Apparently Jack Abramoff is one of the most vile human beings ever to slither along the halls of Congress. You talk about a lobbyist. Whoa. But Abramoff is connected to Ralph Reed. He's connected to Tom DeLay. It just goes on and on and on. And now they're all, apparently, tangentially, they're all involved in murder. Ralph Reed. Ralph Reed. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, who should know better, is just dancing around this issue very lightly. You know, Ralphie Boy is running for lieutenant governor of Georgia. And the Atlanta newspaper has had, you know, a couple articles defining the charges, laying out the charges against this little piglet. But the Journal Constitution, as far as I know, has refused to take a stand and say, this guy is filthy. This guy is everything that Christ would have hated if Christ were inclined to hate. You know, who knows? From what I've been told, though, by real Christians, Jesus would have said, you know, go and sin no more to little Ralphie. And Ralphie would have said, yeah, gotcha, JC, and go right out and continue to do it. These people are really, really, really the worst of the worst, because they use the cross and the Bible as they butcher and steal and lie and commit fraud. I don't know. And then you have the case of Bush. And by the way, it's on BBC Two. If you get that television channel, tonight, next Monday, and the following month, 3-part series about Bush having his conversations with God, where God tells him, just like God told Moses, who to invade and how many to kill and how to go about. You know, I guess if God could talk to Moses, he could certainly talk to George. Oh, wait a minute. No. Never mind. Couldn't be. Anyway, I got sidetracked again. Every time one of these Christian Coalition Republican child molester stories surfaces, and it's just horrifying. It is just so horrifying. I remember the story with Susan Smith's grandfather a decade ago, and it was just it was staggering. It was beyond belief. You know, this pious, hypocritical attitude that these people put out, while at the same time they are just vicious, vicious, anti-life, anti-spiritual, anti-human boogers. They're just boogery. Ooh, God, they give me the shivers. Just absolute boogery. Like Ken Starr, who, did he wind up at Pepperdine University, or did he not take that post? You know, another one of these fake Christian schools out on the West Coast. Spent $60 million in investigating Clinton. And what did he come up with? A DNA sample and a pornographic report on a sexual semi-affair that was none of his damn business nor anybody's business. I don't care if Bill Clinton was doing it or your next-door neighbor or some Christian Coalition Republican state leader. Unless it's child molestation, which is what these Christian Coalition Republicans always seem to get involved in, child molestation. And then they try to lay it off on gay people, right? Right? Or they're like Rick Santorum, who likes to fondle corpses. Jesus, these people are, you know, a necrophiliac. And then you have child molesters, and they try to lay this stuff off on gay folk. Well, you know, if we allow gay marriage, what's next? What does Santorum say? They'll be wanting to marry dogs? I don't know what he said. Whatever Santorum said is pointless, worthless, and useless. He's a pig, an absolute, disgusting, corpse-fondling pig. Oh, these people! It's hard to keep my supper down sometimes. You know, we go get something to eat and come in here, and I go through the service and, oh, my God. But Ken Starr spends $60 million. Why isn't somebody spending, oh, I don't know, I'll loan an investigator. Hell, we could probably, what, Kathy, I could cash in a couple IRAs. I could come up with $7,000 real quick. I'll kick in $7,000. Let's investigate misappropriation of taxpayer money, cronyism, money laundering to finance Republican campaigns. How about lying about weapons of mass destruction, lying to Congress to take us into war, lying to grand jury, outing a CIA agent, covering everything up, stealing elections, giving no-bid contracts after you blow someplace up like Iraq, give no-bid contracts to your thuggish vice president, or wait until a natural disaster hits and then give no-bid contracts to your thuggish vice president, $9 billion unaccounted for in Iraq. The Iraq war, of course, is lost. $300 billion wasted there. The federal deficit skyrocketing, largest deficit in history at this point. The budget going off the chart. $3 per gallon gas, $4 by the end of the year. Record profits by oil companies. Hey, I'll kick in $7,000. Where's the special prosecutor for this? Where's the special prosecutor for these evil bastards that occupy Washington, D.C. now? Eh? And then this, what did I read today? Louis Free is out. He's got his book out, the former FBI director.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was an immoral bastard. Hey!
Our Arkansas bureau chief, Joyce, sent me an email, and she says the former FBI head, Louis Free, is out peddling his book, which blasts Clinton for everything that was wrong with Free's FBI, plus every terrorist activity that's ever occurred. Perhaps, Joyce writes, if Mr. Free hadn't been so involved helping Ken Starr and the right-wing nuts trying to no avail to oust Clinton, the FBI's focus would have been on something constructive like, oh, terrorism? Joyce writes, during the Clinton witch hunt, Free's FBI agents raided the state of Arkansas like starving roaches. Hundreds of agents were assigned to Ken Starr's Little Rock Roach headquarters to find something, anything, to bring the president down. This was a lengthy hunt producing one blue stained dress and an affair that was none of their damn business. And Joyce also in her email points out, has anybody heard from the vampire devil Chertoff? Have you, Kathy? Have you heard anything about Chertoff? He's kind of disappeared, hasn't he? He probably went back to hell.
He's in the basement with Brownie planning the next response to a natural disaster.
Is that what it is? Thanks, Joyce. So here's Clinton. Now, on Thursday, the Associated Press reports on Louis Free out there, trying to shift blame from his ineptness. That's on October 6th, last Thursday. On October 7th, Friday, Howie Kurtz, the Washington Post, talks about it in his little toy column. On October 9th, yesterday, 60 Minutes says that they will read a statement denying an explosive charge being made on the program last night by Louis Free. In the statement, the Washington Post says, Sandy Berger, Clinton's national security advisor, challenges Free's assertion that Clinton failed to press then-Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah to cooperate with an investigation in the 1996 bombing of Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia, blah, 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 blah. And Berger just flat-out calls Louis Free a liar. And a whole bunch of people now who were in these meetings. Louis Free was never in these meetings. God. They all agree, you know, that Free is a damn liar. But, you see, Louis Free is all pissed off because he was such a screw-up. He was like J. Edgar Hoover, except I doubt Louis Free was like to dress up in women's garter belts and prance around with his boyfriend. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But Louis Free, who was another total incompetent, only this guy was appointed by Clinton, and he turns on Clinton. He says, well, Bill Clinton was so immoral. You want immoral, Louis? How about your inability? How about your inability, you useless bastard, to stop terror attacks in this country? How about your inability to read intelligence reports? How about your inability to talk to your buds over at the CIA? Clinton was preoccupied? Yeah, he was preoccupied. with crap that you and the special prosecutor were digging up 24/7 in order to bring a decent Republican down. That's right, Clinton, Republican. Come on, don't even challenge it. But it really it just frosts me when these has-been former government officials come out with their little books and say, "Oh, it was Bill Clinton's fault. It was Bill Clinton's fault. Everything was Bill Clinton's fault." Yes, yes, it was. It was all Bill Clinton.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Bob Herbert in today's New York Times on the op-ed page pretty much nailed it, didn't he? McCain came up with this amendment to the military spending bill that is heading towards Bush for his signature or his veto. McCain had put an amendment, and it was approved 90-9 by the U.S. Senate. So has nothing to do with partisanship here. The nine people who voted against the amendment were all Republicans, and that'll make sense in a second. But the amendment would prohibit what is referred to as cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of prisoners in the custody of the U.S. military. Now, McCain would know, because McCain was subjected to this sort of torture after he had murdered innocent people over North Vietnam. He was his plane was shot down, and he was tortured. And he has suffered for it. So he would understand what it's like to be a prisoner of war and be tortured by the people who are holding you captive. So he wrote this this amendment with the co-sponsorship of John Warner, another Republican. Also in support were more than two dozen retired senior military officers, including two former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs, Colin Powell and John Shalikashvili. So far, so good, right? Something that passes with 90% of the United States Senate agreeing to it. Military officers, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Staff, who would be against that? George Bush. George Bush is against it. George Bush wants to, and these nine thuggish, degenerate Republicans want to continue to have the right to torture people. Huh? Do you like this? Bush said he is threatening to veto the entire military appropriations bill, which is approaching $500 billion, by the way, if this amendment is attached to the bill. Well, it is attached, at least in the Senate version. Now it goes to the House, you see. And the House is full of cockroaches, just ask Tom DeLay. Full of vermin, full of disgusting, contemptible U.S. representatives. Let's see what the vote is in the House where it concerns the McCain Amendment. The Washington Post summed up the entire matter in an editorial that said the following. This is quoted in Herbert's column. Quote, let's be clear. Mr. Bush is proposing to use the first veto of his presidency on a defense bill needed to fund military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan so that he can preserve the prerogative to subject detainees to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. In effect, he threatens to declare to the world his administration's moral bankruptcy, end quote. Well, I appreciate the Washington Post editorial stance on this, but hello, Washington Post editorial board, he has already declared to the world his administration's moral bankruptcy. How many times do you people at the Washington Post need to see a declaration of the Bush crime family's moral bankruptcy? Once, twice, 20 times, 40? But at least you got it right on this one, editorial board of the Washington Post. Of course! It is a morally bankrupt administration. It is a murderous, killing administration that disrespects domestic law, foreign law, international law, treaties, decency, honor, all of it. Interesting that the Washington Post finally was able to use the term moral bankruptcy where it concerns the Bush crime family. Nice to see you guys catch up to, oh, I don't know, this program and several other on Air America. The Republicans who voted for torture, and I'll bet you not one of these useless bastards have ever served in the United States military. Allard from Colorado, Bond from Missouri, Coburn from Oklahoma, Cochran from Mississippi, Cornyn from Texas, Inhofe from Oklahoma, Roberts from Kansas, Sessions from Alabama, and Stevens from Alaska. All Republicans. The other 46 Republicans, I believe there's 46 more, voted in favor of not allowing the United States military to torture people. And all the Democrats did, obviously. But people who live in Colorado, Oklahoma, Missouri, Mississippi, Texas, Kansas, Alabama, and Alaska, how can you tolerate senators who are this corrupt and degenerate? What they are saying is it's okay for your sons who put on the uniform of the United States military and happen to be captured, if such a day comes, your sons. It is okay with them for your sons to be subjected to the most unspeakable torture the captives can come up with. Hot rods up your son's rectum? Oh, that's okay with them.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The more I read of the vituperative right-wing attacks on Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers, the more sympathetic I become. After all, anyone who's incurred the wrath of Trent Lott, Gary Bauer, and George Will can't be all bad. Sure, the endorsements by Pat Robertson and James Dobson are alarming, but let's hope she's not their kind of Christian. After all, Myers does have a record of working with a gay community. What should be explored in the confirmation hearings is whether Myers will impose her personal religious views on the nation. And what about investigating her legal background, where she seemed to advance her career by placing her skills in the service of the rich and powerful? And then there's that little pesky possible conflict of interest between her loyalty to the law and her devotion to a president she's called the most brilliant man she'd ever met. Such loyalty to a president is quite worrisome, especially one who only attained the Oval Office through the connivance of a highly politicized Supreme Court. These issues, not the red herring.
I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Details from Dobson. Focus on the family founder, James Dobson, says today presidential advisor Karl Rove told him that Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers had been a member of an anti-abortion group, Texas Right to Life. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says she was not, as far as he knows. George Bush is defending today discussions about Myers' religion as just explaining the facts, as he called it. Bush told reporters part of Harriet Myers' life is her religion. Leading Bush allies have voiced disappointment with his choice of the White House counsel for the job, saying she has no judicial track record, and some have urged that she withdraw the nomination. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy says the assurances they've been making to conservatives sound like, quote, a wink and a nod on how Myers would vote if she got on the Supreme Court. The New York Times says prosecutors still have not officially lifted the contempt order that put reporter Judith Miller in jail. She was back in front of a grand jury for the second time today. The grand jury looking into the leak of a CIA officer's name, whose husband criticized pre-war intelligence on Iraq. The parliament in Iraq today approved a new constitution compromise, an effort to win support from Sunni Muslims ahead of the referendum on Saturday. The changes provide for a way to consider changing the constitution after it's approved in a nationwide vote. A next parliament would set up a commission to consider amendments. Sunnis have been campaigning to defeat the charter, but this compromise may boost the chances that voters will approve it. In Pakistan, a strong aftershock from Saturday's earthquake. Helicopters have been flying in aid to quake victims in remote areas. Small planes able to land at the airport in the capital of Pakistani Kashmir. But officials say bigger planes can't land and they have to do airdrops of equipment and supplies. The United Nations, meanwhile, warning of disease threats because many bodies have not yet been recovered. Palestinian gunmen today released an American and British journalist held for several hours in the Gaza Strip. The men worked for Knight Ridder. They were abducted as they drove through a central Gaza town and released a few hours later. An AP television news producer strongly disputing an attorney's account of what happened in New Orleans Saturday night. The videotape shows the producer being roughed up by police as other officers beat a man who was suspected of being intoxicated. The attorney for the police officers says the producer grabbed one of the accused officers and spun him around before the officer responded by pushing Matthews away. The producer says he never touched the police officer. The video shows when Matthews held up his credentials, the officer grabbed him, leaned him backward over a car, jabbed him in the stomach, and then unleashed a profanity-laced tirade. Matthews has not been charged in this incident. This is Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Just two more items here, and then I want to go to phone calls. And the number here is 866-303-2270. First, the beating in the French Quarter Saturday night. Three white cops. You saw the videotape. Everybody's seen it. And don't believe what you saw. Just like the Rodney King beating, it really didn't happen. This poor old man, just beaten, literally beaten bloody by these three young white cops in New Orleans. Retired school teacher. Said he was out looking for an open store to buy a pack of cigarettes. The cops, of course, as is so often the case in these situations, lying sons of bitches, every one of them, to justify their attack on this man. They went berserk. Did you see that? And the Associated Press television news producer, who also was threatened by one of these fat, lard-assy-looking cops. Boy, I'll tell you something. For y'all who do not live in the South, you don't know what a lot of Southern cops are like, black and white. Now, the question is being raised whether it was a race thing. Why, of course it was a race thing. Come on, get real. Get real. White cop, and I know the story. I know the cover story's being put out now. Well, we've been under a lot of stress. What, you evil bastards? Everybody in New Orleans, everybody in this country's been under stress. We live in the age of Bush. So you're under stress. So three of you big old half-witted white boys can attack and beat up a 60-year-old man, 64-year-old man, just beat him bloody. Did you see the blood in the street after they beat him up? My God. And the New Orleans police force now, oh, I know, they've had it really rough. I know all the cops, 280 cops walked off the job during Katrina. That's understandable. Their families were being brutalized by the Bush administration as much as anybody else's family. But how many of these cops now apparently walked into the local Cadillac dealership and walked out with a new car? How many of these New Orleans cops helped themselves in the looting? You guys are supposed to uphold the law, especially when the law starts to break down. You're not supposed to lead the charge to smash it. Evil bastards. But this beating on television, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Isn't it, right? Now, these three cops are suspended without pay. And the police force in New Orleans, headed by a black man, promises a criminal investigation. Yeah, sure. I saw the victim, the beating victim, on the news tonight, Robert Davis. He still has some scars on his face and a suspected skull fracture, but you know, he sat there and said, I wasn't doing anything. Nobody ever told me I was under arrest. Nobody ever said anything to me. But he's a black man, and these are white cops, and this is the South. And don't give me this crap about it's New Orleans, so therefore either A great tolerant city, oh, bull feathers, or B, everybody's under stress, oh, bull feathers. Peel all of that off. These are white cops doing what white cops do in the South, given half a chance. They beat the Christ out of a black man. If he happens to die, whoops, well, we found this here gun on him. It never changes. It doesn't change. And if you're a white cop living in the South and you just heard me say that, you know, I don't care. I don't care if you got a degree in criminology. I don't care if you just love black folk. I love to hear that line. Oh, I just love black folk. That's worse than saying I hate black folk. You know, they're both heavy racist statements. But there it is again. There it is again on television, on videotape, right? And then God help the cameraman. I was surprised at that news producer. You saw that big old white lardy ass cop. Looked like Rush Limbaugh, didn't he? Just come after that guy. Every other word was the F word coming out of his filthy, putrid mouth. Bending that news producer over a car, threatening, get out of here, you effing, dirty effing effer. Nice. Nice stuff in Bush's America, huh? Over and over and over again. I said years ago, had I been born an American black man, my ass would have been dead or in prison or an insane asylum before I was 25. But there it is again. White America can take a look at that and go, well, you know, it's an isolated instance. No, it's not. It's not an isolated incident at all. It is as commonplace. Well, see, white folk don't know this, but it is extremely common, especially here in the South. I know it happens up north. I know it happens out west, in the Southwest. But here in the South, are you kidding me? This is so common. Very seldom does it ever, ever, ever get into the news. Another black man murdered in a jail cell or in an arrest situation or in his own house. Oh, well, okay, well, you know. That's not news. The only time it becomes news is when there's a videotape. Last thing. All we're hearing lately, right, is a pandemic is coming. The avian flu virus, right? We're all going to die. And that may be the case. You know, maybe. Who knows? I'm not a virologist or an epidemiologist. I have no idea. But media is really picking up on this. Here comes the bird flu. We're all going to die. We're going to vomit blood, and we're all going to die. And millions of us, tens of millions, just millions, 50 million, 100 million, 200 million. It's just going to swoop the world. Guess who's in charge of public health and emergency preparedness at the Department of Health and Human Services here in the good old U.S. of A.? Some little twit named Stuart Simonson. According to his official biography, Simonson is the Health and Human Services Department's point man, quote, on matters related to bioterrorism and other public health emergencies, end quote. Now, as the New Republic Online reports, hopefully this guy has taken crash courses on smallpox and avian flu, because prior to joining Health and Human Services a couple of years ago, Simonson's background was not in public health, but public transit. That's right, public transit. He'd previously been a top official at Amtrak. And before that, he was a advisor to Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, specializing in crime and prison policy. And when Thompson became Secretary of Health and Human Services in 2001, he hired Stuart Simonson as a legal advisor and had promoted him to his current post shortly before he, Thompson, left the Department of Health and Human Services last year. Simonson's biography boasts that he, quote, supervised policy development for something called Project BioShield, a program designed to speed the manufacture of crucial vaccines and antidotes. That started years ago. The Washington Post reported last month that that effort has, by most accounts, bogged down, shown few results, crashed and burned. So who's in charge of public health and emergency preparedness as the United States faces avian flu, where we're all going to die anyway? Another one of these hapless, useless, right-wing thugs who has no more business being appointed to public health position like this than I do. God, here we go again. Well, get ready to die, okay? If you start coughing, once the avian flu now, it's in the bird population in Turkey and Romania. Think about migratory birds. Think about this thing coming. That's what they tell us. It's coming. We're all going to die. And Bush had a big meeting with the pharmaceutical CEOs the other day. Come on, boys, produce more vaccine. Oh, why should we do that, Mr. Bush? There ain't no money in flu vaccine. Sorry. Hey, we're all going to die. And Stuart Simonson, who is an expert on public transit, is in charge. I will rule the world forever. I'm straight and white and male American and free.
Condoleezza, check my pockets.
Hello, Riley. Evil systems mass destruction me.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, you are in the beat. I press a word of line, and the busy bell is my life, baby.
21 past the hour, and the last thing is the bankruptcy filing by Delphi in the state of Michigan. One of the, I think the fourth largest employer, is that right, in Michigan? Delphi used to be part of General Motors. It was spun out as a parts supplier to General Motors. There are literally tens of thousands of retired General Motors workers who at the time were General Motors workers, worked at Delphi, who are in part living on the pension that they worked their asses off in factory work for 40 years to accumulate, to acquire. And they're going to lose it now. And the government equivalent of the FDIC will kick in, the retirement, whatever the hell it's called. And these workers will get maybe 30% of what, these retired workers, of what they were promised. In the meantime, the workers at Delphi are being told that they have to... Take a 60% wage cut if they want to stay working. As a matter of fact, I think somebody is on the phone here wants to talk about that. Steve Taylor is calling from Bristol, Virginia. I gave his last name because, believe it or not, back in a different lifetime, Steve and I worked together at a rock station here in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right. There was a thing called Z93.
Z93. It was all rock and roll, and I remember they decided they wanted a news department. I walked in off the street, Steve, and they hired me. And they paid me $5 or $3 an hour to write 4 5-minute newscasts in Machine Gun Gary's program. So here you are, Steve Taylor, a voice from 30 years ago in the past. And I are you still on radio, Steve?
Well, I you know, radio's a gypsy life, and I went from Atlanta to Indianapolis, Charleston, West Virginia, and. Then I ended up programming a country station here in Bristol that became the most listened to country radio station per capita in the United States.
Well, good for you. That's Bristol, Virginia, or Bristol, Tennessee?
It sits right on the state line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it, matter of fact, the state line is the main street in town. It's called State Street.
Oh, my.
And I'll tell you what, the cops have a grand time following the winos to go back and forth across the state line. No, that's a Tennessee drunk. No, that's a Virginia drunk. No.
Must be great fun. But but now you wanted to talk about the Delphi thing. You're familiar with this, I take it.
Well, you see, I'll just kind of work back into the Wayback Machine. My life before Atlanta was Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I came from Grand Rapids. Matter of fact, what got me back into the radio business altogether was I was actually working in industry making some decent money back in 73, 74.
Uh-huh.
And then the this quote-unquote Arab oil embargo came down, and I was working for a contractor of one of the major manufacturers of automobiles and trucks in the country, and I was laid off. I had a two-week-old kid. I said, well, what else do I know how to do? And I went back into the radio business. And 2.5 years later, I was working at one of the biggest top 40 radio stations in the United States.
So you worked for Delphi for a while?
No, it wasn't for Delphi. It was for another company that built hydraulics for, you know, trucks. And when, you know, car sales tanked, truck sales tanked, a lot of people moved from Michigan to Texas and other states that were still doing okay. Matter of fact, the epidemic of black tags, as they called them, because all the Michigan people had black license plates, they called the Michigan people black tags. And
right, right. I remember that, yeah.
So, anyway, my migration, instead of going from Michigan to Texas, I went to, you know, and I was in radio, and the way you work in radio is you try to go up in the market. So I went to Atlanta and was hooked onto a really great radio station there, and I got to meet you and a lot of other fine people down there. But I got a taste of that whole cycle of, you know, you're doing well and all of a sudden the bottom falls out. I mean,
for sure. And can you imagine what's going to happen to these workers? In I read something in I think it was New York Times this morning, maybe it was the Journal Constitution, that counting wages and benefits, when you factor in all the fought for benefits that the union UAW has gotten for these workers, some of them are making ones working as much as $65 an hour. Now, a lot of people will say, Jesus! But that includes retirement, health insurance, medical, dental insurance, 401ks, whatever the hell it is. The actual hourly pay can run, I believe, as high as $30 an hour, which is what it should be for that type of work. These people are all of a sudden going to find themselves totally, completely unemployed at exactly the time when the new bankruptcy law kicks in. Isn't that nice? Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Steve. Let me do a break.
Sure.
We'll come back and pick this up on the other side of the break. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. We're going to take all your phone calls tonight. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Encourage people invest in plant and equipment.
That will help those who are the immediate employer, but also those who manufacture the plant, the equipment, or manufacture the, or construct the plant, will also have employment.
Shut
it's, a,
up!
It's a ripple effect in our economy.
Oh my God! We're talking with a former colleague of mine from a different lifetime, Steve Taylor, who's called in from Virginia. Steve, I don't know if you saw the Detroit Free Press columnist writing today, Brian Dickerson, who stops just short of, matter of fact, he doesn't stop short of, he says he's talking about the Delphi bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I believe we are very near the point where the frustration of the working poor and the newly unemployed may erupt in acts of violence, the likes of which haven't been seen in this country since the earliest days of the labor movement.
I can absolutely see that because, you know, when I was standing in those unemployment lines back in the mid-1970s, they stretched for a half a mile.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is, it's, you know, a lot of people really don't understand the dynamics of this Delphi bankruptcy, but basically, really, the way I see it is it's actually a litmus test. Delphi is kind of like testing the waters for the mothership, GM. And I think as this thing goes, if Delphi can get away with their little golden parachute trip like they did, they'll plant a few golden parachutes on the GM side, sink that sucker, and it's really the bottom line about the whole thing from where I'm standing, and every Air America person ought to be just totally outraged. It is a move toward busting that union.
Yeah, United Auto Workers. Well, it's, Brian Dickerson points out in his column that on the eve of its bankruptcy filing, Delphi sweetened severance packages for 21 top executives who will now get 18 months' salary plus part of the regular bonuses if their jobs are eliminated. And the message then to hourly workers is the managers' families get all the lifeboats. And that's the reason Dickerson is talking about the possibility of violence here, and that thought has crossed my mind. How many times are American workers going to take it in the jaws, in the groin? I don't think people understand, Steve, what this new bankruptcy law has done. There's no way out for people now. If you lose your job, if you are forced into a financial crisis because of medical payments, because you can't afford health insurance, no matter what the cause, if your family breaks up, you get a divorce, and your ass has to file bankruptcy, too bad, Bubala. You don't, there's no way out anymore. And I'm just wondering. I can't help but wonder. This is what I think about when I'm home by myself. How much longer before this erupts into violence where the workers in this country say, that's it. That's enough.
You take somebody who's making $28.50 an hour right now, and they drop all the way down to $12 an hour, their lifestyle, and it's just basically the American way. You get money in, you're living 2 weeks away from being broke right now,
right,
at $28 an hour. You're living in a certain lifestyle of house. You've got a 30-year mortgage on that house. You've got a car payment, everything else on you. Are you going to be able to maintain any of that at $12 an hour? I mean, there's going to be all these people not, I mean, okay, that's the, Delphi's the big bankruptcy. Then there's all these sub-bankruptcies, but the ones that are the ones that count with just the rank and file people, you're right, they have no place to hide.
Mm-hmm.
They will go to the poorhouse.
And isn't it just adding insult to injury that these huge corporations can hide behind bankruptcy protection, can eliminate a worker retirement packages, can eliminate worker health benefits that the workers were promised, and get away with it? And yet, if the average worker in this country tries any of this stuff anymore, he's going to face a bankruptcy judge who's going to say, no, sorry, Mr. Sixpack, you're going to pay and pay and pay. And as you pointed out in your email to me, about 3,000 other subcontractors who worked with Delphi, they are all at risk now, too.
Yeah, they're going to get screwed big time because not only are they going to lose their deal with Delphi more than likely, you know, because they probably had, like, some decent contracts. You're going to pay this much per piece. But whatever invoices that they had outstanding,
mm-hmm,
their history, they'll say, well, you know what? Delphi, why don't you settle with this guy for 10 cents on the dollar? And if he has like 20% of his business, you know, and it may be a mom-and-pop operation is making like the lower heater hose for an automobile or something that goes in the GM system, you know, that's all they did, and they're into GM for like 50%, kabam. I mean, well, these guys are totally screwed, and all of their people are screwed.
So your point of view is, and I agree with this, that this is a real serious effort on the part of General Motors to bust the United Auto Workers, to bust the unions even further. Walmart, the largest retailer in the history of the human race, won't deal with the unions. This explains, if people didn't understand why three or four unions broke away from the AFL-CIO, this partly explains it. The way the bosses, to use a union term, the way the corporations, the way the executives pay themselves just mountains of money while the workers can go straight to hell. I agree with Brian Dickerson. We're on the verge of something here that if some equity is not brought back into this capitalist system that we use, the way we use it in this country, there's going to be violence.
Well, when I was working in industry, the typical formula, the head of the company was making approximately 27 times the salary of a regular rank and file guy on the floor.
Right
now, the formula works something like he or she is making 200 times that person's salary. The economy and that whole scheme doesn't even work out. It's like a pyramid scheme.
It is.
It's just economically unstable. And, you know, like I say, I mean, I shudder to think about, you know, shades of the Homestead and the Pullman strike and the Triangle, you know,
shirtwaist factory, right.
I mean, you just think about the dark days of labor coming back to haunt people, and a lot of those rank-and-file former Democrats that got sucked into this thing, this new Republican wave, because oh yeah, the Republicans are pro, you know, pro life and you know, anti-abortion, and you know, I tell you what, the people on the top level of the Republican Party could give a flying rip about abortions. They don't really care. It's just a ruse so that they can just kind of scrape up those people. Because they found like a raw nerve they can dance on.
Right, and they don't give a tinker's damn about what gay folk do, but they know that they certainly don't want their children going to a school that teaches evolution and or teaches creationism in place of evolution, and on and on and on. The ruling elite in the Republican Party couldn't care less, but they keep jamming it down the throats of these poor, ignorant Republican voters. And as that book, What's the Matter with Kansas, that came out about a year and a half ago, these former Democrats who are now Republicans keep taking it in the chops and saying, please, sir, beat me some more. It's just insane. Steve, I got to move on. Thanks for calling. Talk about a voice from the past. I hope you call in again. All right.
Well, you've got my email address. Drop me a line sometime.
I'll do it. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. I'm glad Steve brought up the Delphi situation, because so much of this stuff is boiling right under the surface, and it's very easy to get caught up in this pig Tom DeLay's crimes, or the soon-to-be jailed Limbaugh, or the soon-to-be removed from office Bill Frist. And that stuff is really vile and sickening and disgusting. And it may have a ripple effect that affects some of us, but when the working class in this country, which is possibly you, it damn sure is me, when the working class in this country is told the way it's being told by the Bush crime family, and the way it was told by the Clinton administration when NAFTA was passed, when the working class in this country is told, we don't give a damn about you, you are nothing more than a cog, you don't matter, we're going to dangle abortion over your heads. We're going to dangle gay rights over your heads. We're going to make you jump like a bunch of puppets. We're going to tell you that if you even challenge our wars, you're being unpatriotic. We're going to jerk you around. We're going to get all these little fake Christian pissant thugs out here to tell you that if you don't toe the line, you're going to burn in hell forever. But we don't care about you. And these poor, ignorant Republicans, these phony little Christians who believe that if they go to church enough times and raise their hands and sway back and forth and say the prayer of Jabez, some miracle is going to come and give them a job. Or beyond a job, make them wealthy. Oh, and don't forget to buy the lottery tickets tomorrow night, Harriet. You know, and it's just, I can't get my mind around why we Americans are this stone cold stupid. But here we are.
To the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nets to Tiananmen Square.
It's about 10 before the hour.
It's coming from the field.
Back to your phone calls. Myron is calling from Georgia. Myron? Myron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing this evening, man?
Doing fine, sir.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. You know, Mike, I call at first to discuss these cancer cells called preachers. But, Mike, it's a damn shame at the rate our country is going, man. You know, I watched what took place in New Orleans. See, a person living in America has to be deaf, dumb, and blind to see the racial bigotry that's taking place in the South, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't gone away, Mike.
It hasn't gone away. We all those of us who live down here, we know that.
Yeah, and you know, it amazes me how, you know, let me ask this question, Mike.
Sure.
Are we truly ready, Mike, for a Soviet gulag militarized police state? Are we ready for that, Mike?
We're getting close, whether we're ready or not,
yeah.
Myron.
We're getting damn close, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And you know, we got these Christian bastards like Farwell, Robinson, and the rest of these right-wing nuts, numb-nut preachers coming on TV every week, right, supporting this criminal in the White House.
I know. It's I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know where we're living.
You know, it's sad, man. It, you know, to me, to be as an African American living in this country and watching this man getting beat half to death.
I was just going to ask you, watch your language now, because I know this stokes powerful stuff in me, and I'm white. But tell me what you felt when you saw, you're watching TV the other night, here it comes again. This time a 64-year-old man attacked by 3 or 4 young white cops. Tell me what the gut-level feeling was, Myron. Be careful now about your language.
I know, Mike. I really don't like to use, you know, really any
blatant cuss words. I understand. But I need for you to say what your gut-level reaction was.
Mike, I wanted to take the airplane flight to New Orleans and beat those 4 cops half to death.
I hear you.
Okay?
Mike,
I had to get up from the TV and come upstairs to my room and watch another program. See, I was downstairs with a family member, and they was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, what I had to do is literally remove myself from in front of that TV and come upstairs, man, and watch another program because I was hot, brother.
I hear you.
I was hot about it, Mike. I mean, man, I almost started crying. I'm just being honest with you. I'm a man, you know, but I'm just being real. I almost started crying, Mike, because I am so sick and tired of seeing what is going on, man. You know, especially down here in the South, which they call the Bible Belt. I wonder how many of those guys go to church.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, really. And then, Mike, it's this, too. I want to know how many preachers is going to stand up in their pulpit this coming Wednesday night in their goat factory called a church and stand in front of their people, right, and tell they people the truth about racism in this country. I want to know, Mike. I don't care what color he is.
You talk, well, they're not going to talk about it in a white church, and if they talk about it in the black church, it's going to be quiet and hushed because I think folks are getting scared again.
Right.
I think folks are getting afraid. When you see something like that on television and the three cops get suspended and they're out on, you know, if you or I, and let's say you and I and a couple of our friends attacked a man and beat him like that, there wouldn't be any bond for folks like you and me. There may be bond, but it may be, you know, $25,000, $50,000. These cops get out. Anybody but a fool can look at that videotape. Of course, we could all look at the Rodney King beating
right.
and come to conclusions, too. And like the first trial of those cops that triggered the revolution in South Central, the first trial of those cops, they walked because lawyers were able to say, well, look, what you're seeing is not what you're seeing.
Right.
And here we go again. I can't wait to see what kind of defense these cops mount. Well, the man was drunk. No, he wasn't. Well, he was a thug. No, he wasn't. He's a retired school teacher. Well, I wonder how they're going to spin it. I know what you're saying. I think I had the feeling that I could feel hot tears starting to come to my eyes too, because this is a 64-year-old man who is having the living hell beaten out of him. And did you see the blood on the pavement when they got up?
I watched it, man. I saw it. I saw it, Mike. You know, and it's sad, man. I mean, here it is, man. They beaten on an old, innocent black man's, Mike.
I hear you.
It's as if they just don't care no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like these men's minds has been so conditioned by this Bush crime syndicate. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And you, Mike, it's like you got Lenin, Trotsky, and Stalin reincarnated.
Ow.
In the Oval Office. You hear me, brother?
I hear you loud and clear, Mike.
Okay, now see this. Now let's hit hard on these crook preachers, right? That you see on Christian television.
Right.
Now see, Adolf Hitler had a platform, right? He spoke on morality also.
He did.
Oh, didn't he though?
Yes, he did.
So what makes Dobson, Farwell, and Robertson, and the rest of these clowns any different from Adolf Hitler?
Nothing.
None whatsoever.
Nothing.
So by him being a fascist pig, you got these fascist pigs in the pulpit also. Mm-hmm. And you see them every Sunday and Wednesday night in these goat factories called churches.
All right.
Mike, that's all I have to say, my friend.
All right, Myron, thanks for checking in. Woo!
All right, brother.
Just take it easy, okay?
Yes, sir. I'm cool, man. I'm all right.
All
right, brother.
All right.
Okay, man.
Thanks, Myron. Thanks for checking in. Nothing but your phone calls when we come back. We got a break here. Final hour coming up. Nothing but your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
To the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader Bush has promised a veto from the start, but it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. The victim of a police beating in New Orleans says he's not guilty of charges of public drunkenness and resisting arrest. 64-year-old Robert Davis entered the plea Wednesday in court and was released. He's due to go to trial in January. Many news programs have showed video of Davis being punched and wrestled to the ground by police in New Orleans. Davis suffered severe facial injuries in the incident. The police officers responsible for those injuries have been charged with battery. They've pled not guilty. Be prepared to see higher heating bills this winter. Hurricane damage to oil facilities on the Gulf Coast have led to a crunch in heating oil and natural gas. The nation's biggest consumer of natural gas is the Midwest. The Energy Information Administration said heating bills there for the winter should rise by 61% to almost $1,400. Northeastern households depend mostly on heating oil. Heating bills there are expected to be 30% more than last year, to about $1,600. Iraq's parliament is making last-minute changes to its draft constitution to make it more appealing to Iraq's minority Sunnis. Iraqis are due to vote on the document this Saturday. The amendments include establishing a committee to review the constitution after election in December. They also assure former Ba'ath Party members they won't be prosecuted simply for belonging to the party. A White House spokesman described the amendments as a positive step. Iraq's most influential cleric has urged Iraqis to approve the constitution. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan brought her campaign against the war in Iraq to the California State Capitol Wednesday.
It's a bloodbath, and we should not stand for it as a nation. We should not let our elected officials continue to kill our children like they are.
Wednesday morning, she was cheered and booed by onlookers as she delivered a letter to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger asking him to bring home the thousands of National Guard troops currently stationed in Iraq. Margita Thompson, a spokeswoman for the governor, says Schwarzenegger does not have the authority to order federalized guard units back home, and said the governor supports the president. New York City firefighters remember their fellow comrades lost in the last year. Jim Smith was at the annual FDNY memorial service.
Four firefighters gave their lives on duty in the past 12 months, including three on Black Sunday in January and one in Iraq. Chief of Department Peter Hayden says they'll never forget.
When I kiss my wife tonight when I go home, I will think of the firefighters and the sacrifice they made.
13 other firefighters and EMTs died while off duty on the Upper West Side. Jim Smith, New York.
Three men have been indicted for what's being described as one of the largest CD pirating operations in the U.S. The three were arrested last week on charges of illegally reproducing more than 300,000 music and software CDs. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement.
To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Radio. Did you all hear me? I don't know if the volume was up. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have an extremely entertaining program for you tonight, including some pretty riotous sound from the giggling killer who appeared on the Today Show this morning with his cigarette-smoking wife as they were hammering nails into boards and pretending like they were building houses down on the Gulf Coast. We simply have to share those with you. Also, we're going to focus a little bit on what Delphi Corporation is doing to people in Michigan and what the long-term effect, no, not just Michigan, what the long-term effect is going to be. It's kind of scary. I know the bird flu is scary. I know the terrorist attacks by Iraqis against Iraqis. They're involved in a civil war there. I know that's scary. This is pretty scary, too. So stick around. Email from Veronica. She writes, Mike, love your show. I'm a liberal Democrat in the blood-red Southern gun- and Bible-toting NASCAR state of North Carolina. Believe me, it isn't easy. But the whole NASCAR thing got me thinking. I can see why NASCAR is a Southern right-wing kind of sport. After all, if we lined up all the Republican politicians in Washington and smacked all their lobby and company logos that sponsor and own them on their suits, They look very similar to those NASCAR drivers going around in endless circles. I like that. I like that idea, Veronica. Wouldn't that be something, huh? The U2 Rick Santorum thing? Boy, did I get sucked in. I should... Last night, I should have followed a pretty solid rule that I have. Anything that's on Newsmax.com is a frickin' lie. Is a total lie. Or it's misinformation or disinformation. And I relaxed my dictum last night and quoted something on Newsmax. Turns out it's horse crap. And that was that U2 was going to do a fundraiser for Rick Santorum. Sandy, who says she's a girl, emailed to me and said, Mike, following is a statement regarding the U2 Santorum matter. However, Sandy writes, I happen to be listening to CNN this afternoon when they also reported the Sunday concert as a Santorum fundraiser in exactly the same words that Newsmax used yesterday. Who, Sandy writes, is writing news at CNN? Darren Kagan? No, but she might as well be. So here it is, statement by Jamie Drummond, who is executive director of DATA, D-A-T-A. That stands for Debt, AIDS, Trade, Africa. That's the Africa advocacy group co-founded by Bono. Here's the statement. Quote, it is not uncommon for politicians from both parties to organize events at all kinds of music concerts. If any such events take place at a U2 concert, it is without the involvement or knowledge of DATA, U2, or Bono. U2 concerts are categorically not fundraisers for any politician. They are rock concerts for U2 fans. End quote. And then Sandy writes, so it seems like Rick has access to a luxury box and he's using during the U2 concert for a $1,000 a head fundraiser. That's a little bit different from U2 teaming up with Rick Santorum. Perhaps someone close to Rick misrepresented the situation to Newsmax.com? No. Someone close to Rick Santorum lying? The necrophiliac? Someone on the necrophiliac staff? Here, kids, come and handle your dead brother. Misrepresenting something to Newsmax? Oh, no. Couldn't be. Nah. There's something real bad going on in the American labor, not the labor movement, but tangentially it affects labor movement, and the labor movement is involved in it. But I know a lot of people's eyes glaze over when I start talking about labor stuff because only about 9% of American workers are unionized anymore. But this is way, way, way bigger than that. I'm talking about the Delphi Corporation's plans to follow through. They filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, I think, on Saturday past, and they're threatening to follow through on this, and there's some stuff going on here. On the little mini-blog that I write at Air America's website today, I wrote the following. How soon before workers once again take to the streets and forcefully assert their right to a fair wage, fair working conditions, some sort of job security, and after decades of drudge work, the guarantee of a pension in the retirement? It's been a very long time since labor violence erupted in the streets of the United States. Is it time once again for such a revolt? The pay differential between workers and corporate managers has become obscene and continues to grow wider. Workers are treated as liabilities, disposables, useless dupes when the time comes for the company to move to a foreign country, declare bankruptcy, close factories in order to increase profits and please Wall Street, or otherwise say to the worker, piss off. You're no longer needed. Union organizers and unionized workers are insulted, threatened, debased because they seek a better life through honest work. The thugs who control corporate America and the carefully selected and financially supported political machine continue to degrade work, workers' rights, their safety, their families, their hopes, and their futures. The attitude seems to be the forced return to a feudal state, a plantation mentality, indentured servitude. The latest example among dozens is the threat of bankruptcy forced on Delphi Corporation company workers in order to reduce their pay, eliminate their health insurance, blow their retirement to hell, and screw up their futures. Is there a breaking point? Is there a limit to how much degradation U.S. workers will tolerate? Is labor violence in our future as it was in our past? Now, I generally am a pacifist kind of person. I really am. I know sometimes it doesn't sound that way, but I do believe in negotiations. I believe in sitting down and talking. But, of course, negotiating a point of view, whether it's in deciding to go to war or working out an agreement between labor and management, working stuff out in your marriage, negotiation requires both parties, if there are only two parties involved, more if more are involved, to have an open mind and say, okay, what do you got? Okay, here's what I got. You can't do that anymore in this country. We have become, I know some of you don't like me to use the word, a fascist state. We are. Let's call it a corporate state so that those of you who don't like the fascist word don't get your bloomers in a wad and, you know, switch stations. We have become a corporatist state. There is no question. If you still question that, you're asleep at the wheel. You really are. You really, really are. In a corporatist state, who makes the decisions? Not the little piglets running around inside the U.S. House of Representatives and the larger pigs inside the U.S. Senate. No, 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 no. They don't make the decisions. It appears that way, but that's the smoke and mirrors. That's the funhouse aspect of it. The decisions are made in private meetings in Dick Cheney's office or Tom DeLay's office or Bill Frist's office, where the corporate lobbyists show up and say, okay, energy bill, here's your energy bill. Labor agreement, here's your labor agreement. Environmental protection, here it is. Food and Drug Administration duties, here they are. You see, that's how it works in a corporatist state. That's where we are. Now, what are we going to do about it? I'm going to tell you this story about Delphi Corporation when we come back. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This one thing, sure no mystery. Well, my hungry children, they must be fed. But I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Will you give me back?
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow! Everything's brighter! The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
About people finding work, you better increase demand if you're trying to create new jobs. In other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Yeah, okay. Now here's the deal. Delphi Corporation is the largest auto parts supplier in the world, and it's using the threat of bankruptcy. It has filed. And the closing or downsizing of as many as 25 of its manufacturing plants to take back wages and benefits from its 24,000 UAW employees in the U.S., United Auto Workers. Now, I'm quoting from WS.org, also Chicago Tribune, the Houston Chronicle, a whole bunch of sources here. But anyway, let me go on. This move by Delphi, of course, comes less than a month after the bankruptcy announcements by Northwest Airlines and Delta. And remember what their proposals included? Massive job and wage cuts and the dumping of their pension obligations, right? Think about the people now who are in my age group. Let's say they're your fathers, your mothers, who worked for 30, 35 years in a factory or for a manufacturing company, had a pension plan, they busted their asses, they did this kind of work for all these years, and they've been drawing pension checks maybe for the past couple of years, and guess what? They're now being told, sorry, it's over. This threatened bankruptcy by the Delphi Corporation is being seen now by people in the business community and the labor movement as the beginning of a huge restructuring of U.S. auto industry. Now, that industry has already seen the shredding, the destruction of hundreds of thousands of jobs in the last 25 years. That's where Michael Moore came from. He came from Flint, Michigan. He used to be a factory worker at the GM plant in Flint. Right? That's Michael Moore. And that's, remember his first documentary, Roger and Me. I remember Michael Moore when he was writing a guest column from Flint for Mother Jones magazine, Jesus, back in the what, 70s? Early 80s? And then for a very short period of time, Michael Moore went to, this is when Mother Jones, it probably still is, in San Francisco. He was her managing editor for a while. That didn't work. Michael Moore is not that type. So he bailed out. But anyway, I digress. Michael Moore comes from Flint. And that's what inspired him. He watched what General Motors did to Flint, Michigan. Hundreds of thousands of jobs in the last 25 years down the toilet. Where are they? China? Mexico? Someplace in Eastern Europe? Delphi still has about 185,000 workers worldwide. 50,000, less than a third, are in the United States. Now, Delphi says that they have been hit real hard by the declining market share of U.S. automakers. Yeah, and rising fuel prices, which takes us back again to the 70s. U.S. automakers back in the 70s. Remember Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter used to beg these bastards, look, you've got to improve the mileage on you. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, Jesus, we can't do that. This is back in the day when new cars sold for what, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000? No, we can't do that, the big three said. We can't improve gas mileage. We can't put catalytic converters on. We can't do anything about the crap and the poison we're dumping in the air. We can't get away from engines that run on. Okay, the Japanese and the Germans and the Swedish and the British did. And what happened to the American auto market? That's right. Remember the reaction to that back in the 80s? Hungry? Eat your Toyota. Remember that bumper sticker? Do you remember that? Or was that the 70s? All of a sudden, the foreign automakers said, what, Detroit can't do that? Well, okay, we will. Any moron, any engineering, not moron, but anyone with an automotive engineering degree knows how to do this and do it very simply. Hence, Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, BMW, Volkswagen, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. Meantime, the American the automakers, the corporation, oh no, America wants these big-ass hoggy cars. They get 12 miles a gallon. Yeah! So anyway, the loss of market share by U.S. automakers and the rising fuel prices, that's had a tremendous ripple effect, and it can only get worse. Now, I should mention here that Delphi, whose stocks have been downgraded now to junk status, is also being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission and sued by several investor groups for falsifying profit reports. Well, no surprise there. That's what corporate America does now. The most classic example, of course, is Enron, Bush's old buddy, Kenny Boy. This is what American corporations do now. Just like Republicans, they lie. Just like conservatives, they make stuff up. More when we come back. And I hope you stick with me on this tonight. We don't talk about labor issues very much.
Hey, it's Labor Day. Let's talk about the old union, boy.
No. This is much more serious than that. Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Molloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light.
Philips. Sense and simplicity.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If jobs are the most important part of one of my jobs, how do we encourage people to hire more people?
It should come as no surprise the moronic statements that come out of this this man's mouth where it concerns jobs, as he puts it, or the economy, or anything. I digress. Let me get back to what Delphi Corporation is trying to do. Anyway, they're being investigated by Securities and Exchange Commission and sued by several investor groups for falsifying profit reports, which is what corporations do now. They lie, just like Republicans, just like this filthy, degenerate administration. But anyway, according to a memo released by the United Auto Workers, Delphi executives are demanding as much as a 63% wage cut for production workers. Not 10-20%, folks. 63%, which means that skilled laborers who are making, say, $26.35 an hour, which is a fairly reasonable expectation for a skilled manufacturing worker at Delphi, that $26.35 an hour will be cut to as low as $10 an hour. That's what we pay our babysitter! Skilled workers' wages would fall from $30.77 an hour to $19. And Delphi is also demanding from the workers the elimination of all future cost of living allowances. Inflation kicks in, as it will eventually with this filthy administration. Too bad! You work at Delphi, if it survives, and your $10 an hour all of a sudden has the purchasing power of six, too bad. Delphi wants to eliminate 5 paid holidays, eliminate paid vacations, force workers to pay 27% of their health care costs versus 7% is what they pay currently. They want to cut pensions to less than $1,500 a month from the $3,000 at present. Oh, $3,000, that sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? Huh? That's 36 grand a year pension. That's for busting your hump for 35 or 40 years working for First General Motors and then Delphi when it was spun out of General Motors. Now, all of these takeaways from the worker would result in a wage and benefits package total of $16 to $18 an hour. That's everything. Whatever health care is left, whatever retirement is left, whatever paid holidays are left, whatever time and a half is left, whatever's left, it would work down to about $16 or $18 an hour. Everything. Right now, it's estimated to be around $65 an hour when you figure all the benefits. Everything. Over the lifetime of a worker. So with the cuts that Delphi is demanding and that General Motors is allowing them to demand could result in a minimum yearly income of $20,000 before taxes, which means that would leave how many of those UAW members unable to afford the very vehicles that are building, they're building? Remember Henry Ford said when he started paying people, what was it, a dollar a day or was it a dollar an hour? A dollar a day, I guess. He said, you know, the workers have got to be, the Nazi sympathizer that he was, you know, he was an utter bastard. He was a capitalist pig. But he did say, didn't he, the workers who produce my Model A or my Model T, whatever the hell it is, have got to be able to afford to buy one themselves. Brilliant. These people want to end that now. Delphi CEO Robert Miller has threatened to trigger the largest industrial bankruptcy in U.S. history unless the UAW members accept these demands and unless General Motors, which gave birth to this bastard company to begin with in 1999, agrees to bail out the company. Now, who is this guy Miller? Who's the CEO? Miller was brought in by Delphi Corporation 3 months ago as what's referred to as a turnaround specialist. This was the pig who, when he was a Chrysler executive, handled that company's 1979-1980 bailout. You know, going to the government hand. This is when, what's his name? Who was the CEO of Chrysler back then? Lee Iacocca. Was it Lee Iacocca? Yeah. So Miller was the executive who handled or set up the terms and conditions of the government bailout. When a lot of people back then were saying, well, wait a minute. You know, this is America, this is capitalist society. If General Motors can't handle it, let them go down. Right? Isn't that the way it usually works? Oh, not if you're a huge corporation like GM. The government will step in. This preceded the time when this country became a corporatist state. It was on its way back in the 70s. Miller was also at Bethlehem Steel and another auto parts maker, Federal Mogul. Where the companies, those two companies, you remember the Bethlehem Steel thing, they used the bankruptcy courts to escape their pension obligations and to blackmail workers into accepting all sorts of concessions. This is who this bastard is. This filthy, predatory thug, Robert Miller, who is poised to destroy, just like Jeb Bush did when he raped Silverado Savings Alone. This right-wing bastard is poised to order the destruction of how many working-class families in America? From the moment he stepped in, Miller threatened to declare bankruptcy if the United Auto Workers did not accede to his demands for cutbacks. He told the New York Times, well, bankruptcy is nothing but a process. It's an organized way to deal with your issues. You son of a bitch. It's a way to destroy families. Now, I've said before, and so have other people on the progressive left, the most antithetical institution to families is capitalism. It destroys them. Corporatism takes it one step further. The Republican Party that supports this this corporatist idea, who sucks at the teats of these thugs, the Republican Party is the most anti-family organization ever to exist in this country, with the exception of slavery back in the 17th century and 18th century and 19th century. That's how bad it is. Now, just like in the Northwest Airlines and so many of these corporate bankruptcies, also in Delphi, top executives at Delphi, they have negotiated a huge severance package for themselves. The workers can go to hell. According to a filing made with the SEC this past Friday, 21 of the company's top officers are guaranteed 18 months of salary and 18 months of bonuses after they leave the company. You gotta wonder, bonuses for what, you filthy killers, you job destroyers, you dream murderers, you family disruptors? What are you getting bonuses for? Delphi's former CEO of some pig named J.T. Battenberg collected $21 million over the last 5 years before he was forced out because he was no good. This hitman, Miller, was reportedly given a $3 million signing bonus, along with a $1.5 million annual salary. And at the same time, Delphi has been shortchanging its pension fund by at least $11 billion. This is what the CEO of Delphi says to General Motors: you're going to have to pick up the $11 billion. You know what General Motors is going to do? They're going to turn around and say to UAW, guess what, boys? Guess what, girls? Your free ride is over. You want to work on the line for General Motors? Tell you what we're going to do. Your wage and benefit package, it works out to about $65 an hour. It's going down to 18. You don't like it? You people on retirement, on pensions, on paid-up health care? Screw you! It's over. Now, all of this attack on the Delphi workers, on the UAW workers, has been universally praised by Wall Street investors. Oh, they love it. Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Because workers are nothing more than a liability. They're a cash drain. The only way to make the kinds of profits that corporate America wants is to go back to the plantation mentality, where you get your labor free. All you have to do is make sure the slaves are fed and housed in rat-infested tenements, and it's cool. That's how the country was built. Anytime you hear people say, well, the country was built because of entrepreneurial spirit, I've got one word, and it starts with a B and it ends with a T, and I can't say it on this network. This country's wealth was built on the backs of Africans. It was built on slave labor. It was built on the plantation mentality. Oh, come on. Don't you understand that? On the plantations in the South and the slave mills in the North. Don't you understand that yet, truth seeker?
Any voice should invoke his fifth dimension rights.
Mission Cheney's and on money, but this time they went too far.
What is Enron anyway?
Remember back when they kept whining about little lowered.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot, and when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite, but I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. So, yeah, Wall Street, the corporate CEOs, the people who manipulate American financial markets, you know, a lot of people say, well, we live in a free enterprise system. Oh, please stop. Don't be that naive. We do not live in a free enterprise system. We don't live in a system that is governed by the invisible hand. There's no such thing as supply and demand setting costs. Come on. Please don't be that naive. We just had Columbus Day. Please don't be so naive as to believe Columbus discovered America in 1492. You know, don't go there. Don't go there. You're too smart for that. Unless you're a right winger. Then you're a jackass and you don't know, couldn't find your rear end with both hands. But Wall Street loves this. The investor class, hey, you're going to get rid of 100,000 workers? You're going to cut the bastards? Good! More money for me! John Casilla, who's an analyst at Merrill Lynch, said regarding the Delphi bankruptcy that's coming, he said, this is a sign that the industry, the auto industry, will have to undergo a long-awaited restructuring. Long-awaited by whom? By the worker who's been busting his ass for 35 or 40 years? Or the retiree who has a pension and health care? Are they the ones who've been long awaiting the restructuring of the auto industry? I don't think so. This thug at Merrill Lynch went on to say, in some ways, the auto industry is the last bastion of the traditional post-war labor movement in the United States. There's really no other industry in the U.S. that has escaped the effects of globalization, and it is finally catching up with Detroit. And you can just see the bastard smacking his lips and rubbing his hands, right? Oh, my God. Now, the UAW is not innocent in this, especially under this thug, Ron Gettelfinger, that they have now. He has managed to bargain away damn near everything. Every time he sits down to negotiate a new contract, he gives half of it away.
Oh, well, I got to keep the jobs.
I don't even want to talk about Gettelfinger. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, this thug, the Delphi CEO, Miller, the murderer, the hatchet man, said he's going to close or sell off what he calls a substantial segment of the company's 45 factories. Now, what's going to happen with that? Okay, here you and I sit. Neither one of us work for Delphi, do we? Do you work for Delphi? I don't know. Maybe you do. But you may work for a company that has to do somehow with manufacturing in the auto industry. Somehow, some way. If you don't, good for you. Your day's coming. Or has already come. I work in the radio business. There's no telling. There's an old saying in my business. Don't get into radio if you're looking for job security.
Oh, you guys make a lot of money in radio.
No, we don't. Couple of us do. But think about what's going to happen with these plant closings on towns like, again, Flint, Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, Dayton, Ohio, Rochester, New York, Kokomo, Indiana, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Think about it. What's going to happen? These towns, I can remember being in the South back in the mid-60s and watching families trying to live with both husband and wife working in non-unionized textile mills in the South. Your wonderful sheets and pillowcases and blankets and shirts and pants, of course all that business is gone now. But these bastards used to tell uneducated white and uneducated black Southerners, well, look, we're going to pay you $3.75 an hour. You don't need no union. You get a union here, we're gone. So they didn't get a union in. Guess what? They're gone. I watched families. I watched little kids. I will never forget watching little kids who, I don't know if their parents smoked or not, but the parents would come home every day covered in lint. There's a kind of dust, lint, that billows around inside a textile mill. And the parents would bring this stuff home on their clothing and their hair, on their skin. And I can remember seeing babies with coughs. Textile industry did it. Every single, think of an industry that hasn't. Oh, okay, computer industry. Oh, that's wonderful. Think of a manufacturing industry that hasn't screwed the workers. Think of these small towns. I can remember being in Wilson, North Carolina, Raleigh, Selma, Alabama. Yeah, not Civil War. I was Cullman, Alabama, Roxboro, North Carolina, Salem, Virginia, Augusta, Georgia. And I've seen what happens in these southern towns where nobody could organize a union. Nobody could get the workers together. And the corporations just ripped and pillaged and burned and took. And now they're going after the last bastion. Is that what this bastard calls it? The last bastion of middle-class workforce? The auto industry? How long before auto workers take to the streets with violence?
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The obituary published last week in the Chicago Tribune sums up the predicament of George W. Bush and his Republican allies. The obit read, Theodore Roosevelt Heller, 88, loving father of Charles Heller, dear brother of the late Sonia Steinberg. Ted was discharged from the U.S. Army during World War II due to service-related injuries, and then forced his way back into the Illinois National Guard, insisting that no one tells him when to serve his country. Graveside services Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Waldheim Jewish Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, please send acerbic letters to Republicans. New polls show that Bush's approval ratings have dropped to just 37%, the lowest of his presidency. Bush is actually running 2 points behind where Herbert Hoover was when the former president was swept from office in 1932. And if that's not enough, we've now got Theodore Roosevelt Heller's obituary confirming that Bush is even in trouble in the afterlife. For more on Bush's declining fortunes, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader, Bush, has promised a veto from the start. But it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam.